such an asshole and a liar. Should be just about perfect.
Why does Requiem's freaking update lag so badly?
Wait, you're installing what? That's pretty much as good as I'm gonna get it without actually converting it and putting it in-game to see side-by-side something that exists. It could probably be a little bit brighter. Be useful if I had actual lighting. It needs highlights is what it needs. Send me your lighting scene. I want to try something. You never saved it. What the shit, Mang?
I didn't like what I did, so I didn't save it.
What the shit, Mang? Okay then, we're doing this the fun way. See, that is facing southeast, so that is the direction it will be at. This will take some playing around with. That looks way better. Now there's actual shading! The only thing I have to do is rotate it perfectly, but I can do that. I think. Pretty sure just go 45 and then 90 and 45 and 90, etc. Something like that, anyways. Anyways, it looks a lot better than it did before. Pretty sure the lighting is as perfect as I'm gonna get it without actually seeing it in-game, so... Let's save this version.
Lol.
Hmm?
There's quite a lot different.
Hmm?
I logged on. I don't have buttons, I don't have skills.
I completely redid the skill system to my knowledge.
Yeah, you don't have to buy DNAs, you can just click a button and you learn them.
Hey, the lighting actually doesn't look that bad. I wasn't expecting it to look that good, but it's not perfect, but it's pretty good. Pretty much can't really do anything else to it until I actually get it in-game and see what it looks like next to everything else.
My inventory is just as fucking clogged as it was, though.
Oh yeah, I had to update it or not?
It takes a while to update it, and it will lag your entire computer while it's doing it.
Ah, delightful. So what you're saying is I should do it while I'm in
the earrings. You know, the set that they removed. And apparently there's this happy hour that you get... Where is it? 100% increased money. 100%... Well, no. I don't know. 50% money, 50% item drops, 100% land mount drops, and another 20% experience.
Lol. I haven't decided what I'm gonna use these for yet. Either the Loldens themselves or the Lolden Ascendants. I might go with Lolden Ascendants. Since they don't actually have anything at all right now. With the time, I can make those usable and buildable. Also, I'm going to be using a different style of weapons with them, so this is going to fit more than that.
Yeah, apparently 14 is, like, still in beta, or alpha, actually, for the most part. Or is just reading stuff that was really old and not paying attention to date.
It's not lagging me at all right now.
Well, it was lagging the crap out of my computer, probably something to do with writing to C, which is, like, less than 6 gigs free.
Yeah, I need writing to D. I don't have space on C to install SHIT!
I have 117 on D.
I posted that on their forum, and I'm sure Kirky's gonna show up and be like, OH MY GOD, ONCE! I've been trying to get him to do proto-drakes, so... Until I get the M2 importer, this is all I've got to work with. I can't really get any of the things for Devilwing I really need. But, within time, I can make the Ascendants playable, I can get some more Loladin stuff, I can get some more human stuff. All the random monsters are gonna be great for heroes and units. There's a couple of things I can even, give to the Beastmasters, for example. The demon dudes I found in particular are gonna be really useful. Speaking of which, I got a bunch of D2 graphics I need to rename and convert. And I forgot if I needed to export the D2 graphics to a certain frame set, or rather frame size, or just leave them as default, which makes them different for every set of frames for some reason. That's the way D2 exports it anyways. And either it's one of those, and if it's the one where you need to set the same size so it's on every single frame and doesn't recenter correctly, then I just made myself do a lot of work on re-export everything, which is just great and delightful. Anyways, so basically I got a hack job lighting system. Basically, I just made an Omni light, played around with the intensities a little bit, and there you have it. Question is, what is it gonna look like in-game next to everything else? I do not know. Might need to be a bit brighter. Oh yeah, my particles. How am I gonna make my particles? That I do not know yet. There's a bunch of things I wanna try. A bunch of ideas I have, I wanna see if they look any good. They probably won't though. Basically, I'm gonna add non-blending particles for casting animations and see if I can make them look any decent. I'm gonna try motion blur, which is probably not gonna work at all. In fact, I'm damn confident it's not gonna work. And there's a few other things. So anyways, that's basically exactly how I figured it would work. And that's pretty awesome that I can do that, so it's gonna help me do stuff if I can actually focus and get all that done. Then I'll be able to make updates to the mod regularly. Fuck if I'll be able to remember my account. I wonder if they fixed the menus yet. Okay, they definitely have new music that I want. Yes! I took a couple tries, but I guessed my account. I do have a character that is not exploded yet. Oh yes, I remember Requiem's hilarious loading screen. There needs to be more games that just go out of the way to be ridiculously gory and violent for no reason at all. Holy mother of God, what? For starters, where in the name of niggers am I? The hell, someone was on a giant lizard and just fell into the ground. What the hell, I remember having a higher level character. Alright. Delightful! Plus zero reinforced, what the hell? It is a cold crab and looks hard.
Yeah, that was like the best video ever. That makes me want to roll an orgasm elemental shaman.
Orgasm.
Just watch that video.
Okay. After I take a piss, because it's 15 minutes long. Okay, let's do this.
You're watching it.
Mm-hmm. Protect Chilmon.
Street Fighter sounds are so fit.
What the hell's going on? Oh, I just keep getting thunderstormed off the ledge. Chilma has died. Two Chilmas have died. What the hell? The funny thing is, this looks like it was Nax era too. I see people with betrayers. I just love watching them launch people off edges because I know how amazing that is. So many gargoyles.
I think that video was around the Ulduar days.
That's what it looks like.
Maybe even TOC. I was looking at his gear up on the armory. Or WoW head.
It's probably more updated now. Oh, you mean WoW, okay. Wall flame shock.
I was looking at his shoulders and figuring out which ones they were. He's got the Furious. Still just amazing, that video.
Reminds me of my Stabby Man days, except with an elemental shaman.
That's the Stabby kind of Man thing I would love to just go around doing.
Well, as a warrior, you can't do this kind of stuff.
You pretty much have to be a caster.
You have to be a caster, a rogue, or something like that.
I was saying, it would probably be just absolutely fucking hilarious, just having, like, a shaman and a rogue.
No. You could do that as a warlock too.
Well, as a warlock too, but yeah.
All you have to do is just go to Orgrimmar or something. Even on a PvE server, you'll get a lot of attention.
There's like barely any horde on there though.
That's why you kill everyone in the bank. He's killing everyone!
I barely ever see flag people.
If you're inside Orgrimmar, they'll attack you. Especially if you kill their auctioneers. That riles them up real good. So many guards. don't even have my stabby mem videos anymore. What the hell is this rogue doing? The mage missed this fireball! Or he dropped a grounding totem. He's knocking so many people out of the air. Hell, man. That was amazing.
I don't think there is a better PvP video.
It was pretty amazing. That sounds like some kind of troll. Alright, let's sort through these animations. We've got attack. We need the stand ready animation. Which may be a little harder to find than you think, because they're not named like that. That added a level of complication, but I dealt with it. Did I tell you that manually renaming these things is going to be a bitch, and I really wish he was not dead? Okay, we got stand, we've got attack. Maybe a couple more. This is where I wish I had Max 2010 installed with Afterburn. I think I figured out their naming convention now. God, spicy. Lol, you there? Butts? Lord of the AFK? Sir, why are you dead? Sir? Why are you dead? Hick. They're waiting for you in the chest chamber. Dr. Hicks. They say at my brow another penis. The tests are a success. What ungodly amount of experiments have you been doing? They're waiting for you in the chest chamber. Fuck it!
Oh. Where are you on?
I will be on. As soon as I'm done this.
Trousers.
Come on, you stupid gnome! For Christ's sake! This hunter is terrible.
So there's this little shiny paladin named Holy Torpedo.
I can manage 800 DPS single target.
Holy Torpedo.
Holy Torpedo.
Also, grats, because the hunter in that Halls of Reflection was doing, like, 1.4.
What the fuck? I want to kill this hunter.
Yeah, I forgot adding people to your ignore list made you not see them in random dungeons anymore.
I'm pretty cool. I didn't think about that. So that means you can't be put in a group with them?
Yeah.
Sweet,
they don't exist
man.
To you anymore.
Damn, I almost killed him.
It doesn't really synchronize between characters.
Dude, the tank had the curse from What's-His-Face and ran up next to the hunter when he was low to health and killed him.
I think I'm gonna I'm gonna restart my computer. Let's see if this annoying sound thing fixes it.
It burns!
Hello, I'm Zach. Hello. Hey, guys. All right. Okay, going toast.
Here goes.
Yeah.
What? Righto.
Oh, hey, Munchie's on.
Yep. Yeah, I'm sick.
Yeah, sick and still kicked our asses.
Well, shit. I'm just sneezing, and my mic already picking up like...
Oh, dear.
Like about 1 meter to my left. Gosh.
Hope you're all right, Ricky.
Lung cancer.
Who? Subness.
Job done. Job done. Dong.
Hello, hello.
Harrow, harrow.
Harrow, harrow.
What you want?
Your mom.
Sup, bro?
All 5 universes of her. 142 gold repair bill.
I probably had about 200, 250 total. You managed to shadow meld out of it a few times. Faggot.
Also this death knight named Icy Touch Me. You should have named your paladin Gut Light.
What?
I'm still kind of what the hell at how far that shaman is just, like, thunderstorming things.
Because they're on an angle, they'll go pretty far. When I launched people off of Light's Pinnacle or whatever, they went out of render range before they hit the ground. Like, horizontally. They were gone, man.
I have to just kill some more, like, red orcs. Like, 2.
Chilma's place is, like, the best.
How the fuck can it still be hot in here?
Well, you see, there's a penis in your ass.
Shouldn't you be going for, like, SFK instead or something?
I need the armor out of there.
What are you guys doing?
Dead cock.
Oh, I'll come. Maybe a second.
But the requirement to enter is that it's already fallen off.
You don't see the jar beside me.
But that's where you stored everyone else's.
You don't see the jar beside me.
I mean the other jar.
No, you're thinking of the cabinet.
Not that grain silo that's outside your house.
Throw me an invite, niggas. Okay, auto-accepted. Well, that fucking works too, brah.
Oh, mask, by the way.
I killed a giant gnome today. And I stole a pretty decent blue caster ring out of him.
Do you want that, though?
That, you can probably sell that for... Actually, well... It is level 15 range. You'd probably be able to sell that for a pretty penny. Most people who are twinking have leveling gear, though, and twinking kind of died. So I'm not so sure, but you could probably get like 20, 30 gold for it. This prospector axe.
You'd probably get someone to buy it that, like... I don't know.
Oh.
Good for a paladin.
My weapon does like twice the damage. It's kinda funny. Actually the DPS in that is nearly similar, but my weapon does like a ridiculous amount of damage. Also it gives me like over 6% crit. That's my dot. dodge is 9.8%. Not really as high as I expected for so much agility, but...
I have 16 being an Alduar and having 35% dodge again.
You have a chicken.
Apparently I have a quest to turn in. I do have a quest to turn in, Wybod. Why doesn't Wybod have a mount yet?
They just turn.
Get your mount.
Like just, I like just turned level 20, and yeah, I'm lazy.
I don't have a mount yet.
Want to go shoot dudes.
Back to Dunmoreau. Get your mount.
Denver.
We can summon you.
Fuck that. Let's fly over there. I'll run.
The rogue's ogling you and your chicken. He's never seen such a sight in his life.
He is in fact following you guys, or trying to follow me, and failing.
You must have a ridiculous amount of crit.
Wish I had Blessing of Sanctuary. I just give you Blessing of Sanctuary. I'm the kind of person who'll run around giving warriors Blessing of Wisdom for no apparent reason. And giving mages Blessing of Might. I'm that kind of a troll, you know?
Enjoy your pillagers.
Well, pillagers.
Enjoy your pillagers. It's like 5 of them in here.
Oh, cool. I need my bandanas off of them. That's getting away. Like 2-shot pillagers. 2 or 3-shot. Woot. Okay, I aggroed 2 of them.
I don't know what you're doing.
I'm killing the stuff you're not killing, bro. You appear to be in a bit of trouble there, Wybod. Where's your pet, huh? 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 Oh, there it is. There's a... Oh, God. We're in dire straits here, Wybod. It's okay, I got us covered. I forgot to talk to a vendor, but whatever.
Stormforge champion.
What?
So your defiance workers.
Oh!
I can hear them making noises behind me.
It happens. Is Red Dead Redemption on the PC or just consoles?
Just on console right now, but probably be on PC later.
Okay, it was Final Fantasy 13 that was on the PS3 that just came out. Well,
how much are right?
Well, that wasn't just came out.
Well, I mean like a couple of months ago.
Yeah, on PS3 and 360, in which you do a 360 and lose the game.
What?
Nothing I can just charge without instantly killing now.
Edward James almost selling an evoker.
Fucking goblins. Do you see what I'm doing
fucking
to him?
Fucking goblins.
Do you see him? Look behind. Look behind. I'm pretty much doing the same
look
thing.
Look behind
again.
You.
Yeah.
A lot more goblins than you do.
I just got the one that you did in aggro. He's like hiding behind the log. Just touching himself.
This isn't even fixed that.
I don't even know how the hell it happens. They can walk up here. Pathing engine is just so broken. It's like, durr, what do I do now?
I stole your mail belt. You gotta own.
What? It just frost nova me and went back to fireballing you. Pants. That's a lot of crit rating. I think I'm a need on those, bro. Do you need them? Why, bud?
Hit
greed.
I hit greed.
God, you're like the fucking people on a pug.
Well, if Wybod's gun.
The only paladin there. Can I need that paladin belt?
Well, it's leather, so I don't know if you'd want it.
They don't really care either way.
It gives me like another 3.2% crit, so.
I'm still at
20% crit again.
Gives me 0.15.
And it's funny how those items scale, because I was looking at some of those items that used to give like 1% crit in Classic. They actually give like 1.25 now, because of crit rating scaling.
Ice Walker on my boots gives me more crit.
No.
Can you loot the
fun
powder? I need to fucking
fun powder.
This lock myself.
Yes, I'm gonna loot the fun powder, bro. Let me just get Wybod going here and pull out some blanks. Oh god, you guys forgot something, bro. How am I gonna? Oh, he doesn't interrupt it. Yes. Off goes a cannon shell into the middle of nowhere. I got an overseer who's... What? You're just better than a savvy, bro. I need bubble, man. I don't have bubble yet. Maybe I get bubble, I don't even know.
Got a surprise for ya. Ew, I can one-shot smite. Smite's dead.
Yeah, remember when you trained him to the front of the instance and you just broke him?
You remember how I couldn't bloodthirst crit him to instantly kill him?
Yeah.
Now it's just walk up to him, revenge crit him for 16,000.
Mm-hmm. Glancing at him is still doing a lot of damage to him.
Fuck you and your greens.
He's getting away, bro.
Shot Van Cleef. Oh, where's Green Penis?
None may challenge it. One half flies over the over the boat, just splashes in the water.
Profusely spraying blood everywhere.
There wouldn't even be any blood. You just one half would just fly off, just like the Batman, where the top half is flappy teeing around and the bottom half is just no one really knows where it went. There's something going on over there, bro. I don't know what it is. Fine, Edward Buttsface. It's cruel, Barb. If only paladins could use wands, the world would be a better place.
It's called your penis, and paladins aren't allowed to use that.
Fucking Captain Green Penis didn't drop his fucking spear.
There's it coming, bro.
Enjoy.
It's okay, I have ghetto bubble.
How you avoid the niggers, right?
Look at your spider's legs. Look at your spider's legs. Look at him go. Look at him go.
Like an eight-legged centipede.
Human centipede.
Is everything still dead? A lot of them are.
That's how slow things respawn in Old World. That's why AoE farming in Old World is really gay. Because you kill everything and... You gotta wait and wait and wait and wait and wait, and they just trickle in one by one. Burning Crusade, I can go from one vulture camp to the next, just killing vultures.
Need like Trainer of Crucible, where you so much as walked outside the fucking front door and you just got overrun.
Crucible?
PR. These places were just. Fucking insane where they changed them.
I think I remember some of those places in TR that we ran into that just had this ridiculous respawn rates.
You'd kill something, it'd be back, or there'd just be so goddamn many things. You tried to pull a group, pull like 10 of them.
I remember we were just slaughtering dudes at some part. It was just endless numbers of dudes. I also remember the part where I got jammed and set. Where are you going? Oh. I remember the part where I got jammed inside a wall somehow. Behind a wall, and I was like inside the skybox. That was pretty amazing.
Needs more rage.
Fucking fire's burning. Spider's on fire, bro. So basically, why I bought it, I don't know if I told you about, but you know, come Cataclysm, when I level either my rogue or my druid, I'm gonna go engineering. I have a bunch of mats waiting, like all my paladins' mats, copper and tin and bronze and shit. And I'm gonna power up to 150 engineering on level 1. I may be asking yourself, why would you power up to 150 engineering on level 1? Well, because HKS gave me a whole bunch of exploding sheep that don't have any level requirement, and they do like 150 damage on impact. And that's in an AoE. You see where I'm going with this? I'm just gonna AoE farm at level 1.
Ben, please, play like big for your- Ugh.
God, get out of me, you faggot!
Yeah, you need level 10 to get 150.
Do you? God damn it! Well, level 10 still don't have that much health. You can still AoE farm them. Kind of. That's gay, man. You gotta shoot down my hopes like that? Really?
You had to just wait until Cataclysm and you tried to level it up and you're like, fuck.
Yeah. If you were a real dick, you would remember that. Now you're just shooting yourself because you forgot an opportunity.
Actually, slightly regretted telling you that.
You forgot one, dude. It's okay, I killed him. I hit for 100 fucking damage, dude.
Level Goblins 16, shouldn't though. Be able to fucking hit anything.
Goblins are like... You'll get used to hating goblins, man. In fact, I imagine the Alliance's hate for goblins is gonna become pretty similar to the Horde's hate for gnomes. Especially since considering all the free money goblins are gonna be getting.
They're not gonna have something that gives them free money.
Reputation?
Well, that exalted one isn't really free money.
Well, it's gonna save you a hell of a lot of money over time.
Well, how easy things are to get exalted now, not really.
I don't know if it counts for rewards, like mounts. Like, you can get a mount from whichever race without having to grind a reputation for them.
No.
Uh-huh.
It only gives you a fixed 20% ink, like, vendor decrease.
I'm pretty sure you can try to...
charm on you, except you don't need to do anything.
It's gonna be like... a gabillion goblins named Time is Money Friend or something like that.
No, there's gonna be a lot of them, like, cool story, bro.
I actually ran into a druid named Cool Story, bro.
Maskless, get this goblin's looking
just,
in the air.
Just cool story, bro. No bastardization, no assy text, just cool story, bro.
Not dark chocolate.
I wonder if that name's taken on the server or not. It probably is.
The mask without dark chocolate.
What's going on over here, dude?
The goblin.
Got one. Goblin. Ring. Trousers. It's actually a downgrade. Now I can use my ring. How am I still in combat? What the fuck? What the hell? I was wondering why I was still in combat.
I hear
parrots
hitting me and then dying the damage shield.
Yes, I see random little chunks of experience coming up, probably from parrots. That ring has hit rating on it.
Let's see how much of the boat I can grab before Smite stuns me from damage shield killing him.
Unless it crits him and kills him with deep wounds or something.
There we go. Got up to the ramp.
Wait, is he running over here?
Yep.
Yes, he is.
Yep.
Wonder if I can stun him.
Yes,
I stunned him! I'm killing him! Concussion shot! Ah! If you could have freeze-trapped him, that would have been even better. if I had bubble, I would just bubble out of his stun. He's flipping out, dude. He's evading. Oh god, he's gonna reset. He's gonna reset. Oh god, he's coming. I wonder if he's gonna flip out because he reset. This is going downhill
die.
Fast, bro.
No.
God damn, I can't hit him because he's got like
yeah.
Three levels on me.
Yeah.
May just know I'm gonna need that because I'm.
Oh god. Where's...
Do you kill the rest of the boat, hey?
Where's everything? Is it up or down?
Upstairs or inside?
String of dead pirates.
There really is a string of dead pirates.
There is!
Damage shield, parrot.
Is your ghost sneaking around over here, too?
Really trying to get over here. Got what I thunderclap? Cookie's the only thing to live.
Says Cookie's fucking hardcore, man. I mean, Murlocs don't even have heads. Like, they don't have any bodies. How do you kill that which has no body? I think Murlocs are so damn resilient.
I think zombie Murlocs are so damn resilient, they don't have a brain for you to shoot.
Belt! You probably need that armor.
All I fucking wanted here is a spear. Fuck.
I just need his cape. I don't even know if his cape is even an upgrade for me or not.
What if it's an upgrade for me? Ever think of that one, you asshole?
You stole my damn chicken! God! Why would you do that, man? Really? I can enchant my my polished breastplate of valor.
Your inner black man, chicken grease, just simming to a boil.
Yes.
What is this? You can trade Solent items for 2 hours.
Just means I have to farm Rivendare harder.
That's so I may have things like Hyjal where I'm just like looting stuff and ticketing it later just because I can. I can trade it to people after. Basically abusing the ticket system before we wipe, I just loot a corpse and take it.
I expect nothing less of you.
Then we have that fluffy bunnies GM.
What? I have 208 attack power. I do 114 to 144 damage. I have 20.10% crit. I should go into Warsong Gulch at level 19 and just strike people.
Strike them with your cock.
Yeah, I like as close to twinked out as you can get now. Only thing I'd be missing is like perfect rolls from dungeon drops. Of course, as a paladin at this level, you can't really do a whole lot in Warsong Gulch besides hit people, but you couldn't really do a whole lot as a shaman either in Warsong Gulch at level 29. I still wrecked people. Fucking went.
I think I did as a paladin.
That was with Rockbiter. I just run up with Corpse Maker and hit people and crit them for like 550 damage at level 29, and I was killing twinks with that. I was like wearing half
cloth.
That's when
there was like. There was no Crusader Strike. All you did was hit people until Seal of Command proc, and then someone died.
Yep. I always remember your paladin way back in the old days is just watching you hit things, and then Seal of Command would proc and just die, and it was hilarious. It's pretty much the entire gameplay of a paladin just right there. It's just waiting for Seal of Command.
I still don't know how I leveled this holy.
Masochism. Ignorance. I don't know how the hell you put lineage 2 on retail as long as you did.
Being hilariously broken where it made you attack faster but it didn't reduce your damage dealt, and that was going on for I don't know how long.
You don't have a pet, bro. How you gonna do this with that pet? I forgot he did have a pet. He was just preoccupied. Killing everyone else with a pet. He talented into gay.
My pet now is
something I'd like to learn how to do eventually is merge animations into one model. So I'm looking forward to Grim Dawn. It's probably going to be the one thing I'm going to put a serious effort into working with if it's as good as it looks like. Let's StarCraft 2 actually shapes up into something, but... How did you pull aggro off of me? What the fuck? I don't even understand that, bro. You didn't even do anything. I think that Thunder Fury proc'd and... It generated hate somehow without actually hitting him. I'm not really sure how that works, but...
You just saw that guy, like, do backflip, right?
You haven't noticed? I'm just running around... spamming Demo Shout.
I don't think your Demo Shout had that ridiculously huge of a range on it. You weren't even anywhere near him, you just heard this noise from somewhere over there and was like, fuck this! He was gone, man. As Overseer, on the other hand, he just doesn't want to go away. I'm gonna shank him.